WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Stoic Calm. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and let's be real, relationships can be a wild ride, right? One minute you're laughing together, the next you're navigating some serious emotional turbulence. Ever feel like you're constantly trying to keep everything balanced in your relationships? Like you're playing this game of tug-of-war with your own time and energy? Well, guess what? You're not alone. Finding that sweet spot where everyone feels heard, respected, and fulfilled can be tough. But the good news is, it's totally achievable. And today, we're diving deep into how boundaries can be your secret weapon to achieving that balance. Now, before you start picturing a bunch of rigid rules and walls going up, let me tell you this isn't about shutting people out. Think of boundaries like fences around your emotional space. They define where you end and others begin, creating a safe and healthy environment for everyone involved. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Know your needs. Before you can set boundaries, you've got to know what you need. Take some time to really reflect on your values, priorities, and emotional limits. What drains you? What energizes you? What makes you feel respected? Once you have a clear understanding of yourself, it's easier to communicate those needs to others. 2. Communicate clearly and respectfully. Remember, setting boundaries is not about being aggressive or controlling. It's about being assertive and honest. When you clearly communicate your needs, you give others the opportunity to understand and respect them. You say statements like, I feel overwhelmed when I have too many commitments, instead of blaming or accusing language. 3. Practice saying no. This one can be tough, but trust me, it's essential. Saying no doesn't mean you're a bad person, it means you're prioritizing your own well-being. When someone asks for something that crosses your boundary, politely decline and explain why. You don't owe anyone an elaborate explanation, a simple, I can't do that right now is perfectly fine. 4. Be consistent. Boundaries aren't one-time conversations, they require ongoing effort and consistency. If you say no to something once but then cave later, it sends mixed messages and undermines your boundaries. Stick to your word and be firm in your convictions. 5. Respect others' boundaries too. Remember, setting boundaries is a two-way street. Be mindful of the boundaries that others have set and respect their needs just as much as you want them to respect yours. Building healthy relationships requires mutual understanding and respect. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're constantly fielding calls from your well-meaning but overly involved friend who wants to chat for hours every day. You love your friend, but this constant demand on your time is leaving you feeling drained and overwhelmed. This is where boundaries come in. You could gently explain to your friend that while you value your connection, you also need dedicated time for yourself to recharge and focus on other commitments. Maybe suggest setting aside specific days or times for calls, or exploring alternative ways to connect like texting or sending voice notes. By communicating clearly and respectfully, you can maintain a healthy and fulfilling friendship without sacrificing your own well-being. Remember, folks, achieving balance in relationships isn't about being perfect. It's about making conscious choices that prioritize your well-being and create healthy connections with the people who matter most. And trust me, setting boundaries is not selfish, it's self-care. It empowers you to show up as your best self in all your relationships. So, what are you waiting for? Start setting those boundaries today. Let me know what works for you by sharing your experiences on social media or leaving a comment below. And remember, be kind to yourselves out there. We'll catch you next time on Stoic Calm, where we keep things real and help you navigate the ups and downs of life with grace and resilience. Until then, stay calm, stay strong, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.